Peddling pork for Patties. That's been my job now for years, but let me tell you, Patties is in the go big or go home business. So we not only have the restaurant that serves 50 to 60,000 people in just the month of December, we also have 8 boutiques, a bar and grill, hotel, bed and breakfast, liquor store, miniature golf, and now moonshine. And my name is Ann, and let me tell you, there are some stories to tell. I will have special guests to help me tell you all about the ins and outs and ups and downs of Peddling Pork. Be sure and join us. You never know what we're going to be talking about.
I'm not getting into this.
They say it's your birthday. Da, 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 da. Happy birthday to you. We do these and we never tell anybody.
That you're going to do
it. Yeah, because they won't show up.
You don't get too nervous.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. I've always wanted to do that. <Did you?
laughs> And now you have.
Oh, I should have been recording.
All we do is just talk.
We just talk.
Y'all ought to be good at that.
We just talk.
What makes you say that?
Well, that's why most women are.
Oh, he's grouping us.
We're not most women.
We're different.
Yeah, right.
Now he's scared. Oh, well, thank you everybody for joining us on this Peddling Pork podcast. This is probably about 22-ish. I'm thinking 22.
See, Ricky, like that.
You're not the first. You're number 22.
All right.
Yeah. We've got Beverly and Sydney here with us. Ben, he's too busy. Yeah. Ben's too busy at Christmas. So, Ben, I...
Not that we're not.
No, I know. That's true.
He's on the merchandising.
He is on the floor putting that Christmas tree out there. And Mr. Rick, you are busy too, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. He called me all of a sudden, off of something to come over here to do this.
Oh. What were you working on?
Margie's house.
Oh, sorry, Margie. Yeah, she would like that done. Yeah, but it won't take you long. This isn't not long, not painful. So how long have you been with Patties?
It'd be 4 years, November 18th.
November 18th. So you came after the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Had you been before the fire, I guess,
no.
To the restaurant?
Oh, yeah, several times.
So you're from the area?
Yeah, I'm from Caldwell County.
Oh, okay.
I live in Caldwell County.
So you drive?
20 miles.
Hey, that's about my time. Yeah. That's not too bad.
25 minutes. That's it.
So what did you do in the past? I know you're 30, 40 now, but.
I work construction since I got out of high school.
And can totally tell.
Yeah.
For yourself or different?
For different companies. I traveled once I got out of high school for years. Okay. And after that, I went to work for a company out of Paducah called A&K Construction.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I retired from.
Oh, and but you didn't retire.
Well, I was on my way home from work one day on my Friday, my last day at work.
Yeah.
And I seen Patty's 1880 sign on I-24 heading east.
Yeah.
So I exited off and came in here, run into Aaron Dunn.
Oh, Aaron, yeah.
And I talked to him.
Yeah.
He put a good word in for me, and Ricky called me the following Tuesday.
Wow.
And I started the next Tuesday.
So you retired for a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
Well, we're fortunate. Have you seen a lot? You have.
He does good.
There's always some scrap metal laying around.
Always.
Scrap wood.
About used it all.
Oh.
You'll
probably
wood.
Find some more.
I doubt it.
We haven't built that much, have we?
Is Chip listening to this?
No. Tell us what you got. No. Okay. In your building, let's go into the building because you've done Fognini lately. That was a pretty big.
Yep. Remodel Birch Mercantile.
Oh, yeah. That was
did
a huge
our office.
One.
Yeah.
Didn't yeah. They,
did y'all's office, did the liquor store.
Yeah. Were you mad when we moved it?
No.
No. You like it where it is now?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the customers do, too. It's convenient for everybody.
It is. The parking was a problem.
That was.
Once you got a parking spot, you didn't want to leave.
Nope.
To go anywhere. Well, so funny. Okay. So you've done, look at all those things. Recently, you did the arbor around the tree by the chapel. That looks amazing.
It looks a lot better.
It does.
It looks so good.
It looks good. So what's your thoughts on behind the scenes of Patties? What is it something you always thought this was the way it would be?
Yes. I've never been in around a restaurant. You know? It's a lot more stuff goes on than what I thought as far as maintenance. As far as there's always something.
Always.
Another expense coming up all the time.
All of the time. Especially with all the old cabins.
Yeah.
You've been under them, in them, around them.
Yeah. Remodeled several, fixed several of them. But it's a neat place to work.
It is. Yeah, different every day.
I'm blessed to work here.
Well, we all are. We are. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And Ricky, your boss, Ricky.
Oh, he's great. Best boss I ever had.
Is he ornery? Have you ever surprised him?
You two are going to find out how bad he's
going to be. Oh, no. He's coming to get us.
I done heard the plans.
Oh, yeah.
We made a deal.
Yeah.
You didn't agree to it yet.
He's, what do you call that when you're holding something over his head? What do you call that? I'm in trouble, and he's going to keep me out of trouble by, gosh, I've totally lost my train of thought. What do you call that? He's holding it over my head.
I think that's it.
No. Isn't he's blackmailing you?
Blackmailing. Yeah. Yeah, he told me in presence of Ricky that he was blackmailing me. But he was a good sport. That just was out of the moment. We just, it worked out for the best for Ricky.
Oh, tables had been turned, he would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. To kind of bring you into what we're talking about, we were in the gift shop at Pink Tractor the other day, and you can see this on our TikTok page. And he was coming in there, and I said, I'm going to act like I'm a mannequin, and I don't know, it just went.
I was very confused. And was like, oh, she's coming, innocent. I got to hide. I was like, what?
Play innocent now, Sydney.
No, I was holding the camera. Okay.
She did. When I handed her the mannequin, she goes, what are we doing? I said, he's coming.
Y'all got him good.
I know. It was fun.
That was so funny.
That was so funny.
Just watching it.
Even Andy, his son on Facebook, he's like pre-warning me. He's like, really? No, you really need to watch your back. And I'm like, I know. But I heard, you know what he does? He pours water over people's heads. I've heard he's done that before. Yeah. And I said, now, Ricky, I have fought a man before in the creek bed, and I will do it again.
I can fire you.
Oh, no, that's too easy. I got to fight him. It's too easy. No, Ricky's a good guy. No, and the water wheel, are you the one that fixes that all the time?
Yeah, works on it, takes apart. Yeah, we did that a couple years ago.
That's thing, I guess the turning up, he told me the hardest part of the water wheel, the thing that causes the most damage is the icicles that form on it and then freeze. And
but they're so pretty.
I know. Yeah. Have you seen the lights for the new lights for this year?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it might be a hard job to do. That why he hadn't showed you.
Surprise!
No, but they're going to be really pretty this year.
I'll take off that day.
You have to come back, though. So what is your favorite thing about Patty's?
The people.
Yeah.
And everybody's really, really friendly and nice. And that's about, I'm used to working with a bunch of hardcore construction guys.
Yeah.
And it's a little different,
It is. It's a whole different.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more easygoing.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole lot easier on my body than, than what I was doing.
I bet.
But
we don't ask you to do too much.
Not too strenuous.
No.
Always. If I need help, Ricky gives me help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the critters you meet?
Well, the squirrels, keeping them out of the stores.
They love the 19th hole, don't they?
The 19th hole, when you go there and use the restroom, stuff just falls down out of the ceiling.
It's magical.
Yeah, it's magical.
We need
place.
To put glitter up there, so when it does, it'll be filled with, hey, that's a good idea. People will think it's like it fairy dust or something.
No, squirrel dust.
I love the 19th hole.
Why is that? Is it the roof on it? When it's hit a metal, what is it?
To get through the wood and stuff, I guess.
Maybe we need to put a metal roof on it.
Well, they go through the sides and stuff, too.
Oh, that's true.
They'll chew through that wood.
Just to go to the bathroom.
Huh?
I swear they come in there to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think they're that modest. I mean,
I don't know. One time there was a lady standing there and she got peed on.
By a squirrel?
Uh-huh, by that one Christmas tree over in the corner that had the UK ornaments on it. Yeah, literally there's a hole and they go there and then they go.
How did you like your trip to Patty's?
She said she was from the country. It didn't faze her, she said.
She said, I'm used to squirrels peeing on me.
Yeah, I thought, well, that's good. I don't know where she lived. But you fixed it since then. So
we patched it, yes.
Patched it.
Yeah, let's find another place.
So what do you feel like the biggest job you've done?
The biggest job I've taken, I say mercantile.
You think, yeah, because that was a total
redo.
Talk about some squirrels. There's some critters in that thing.
It turned out good.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It is pretty.
Would you ever thought you'd seen that much sheetrock at Patty's?
No.
I know.
That's what I was Chip really surprised me, the sheetrock.
Yeah, Chip agreed to it. Now he loves it. He thinks it's like Rodeo Drive.
He agreed to it afterwards?
Maybe. You know what he does like?
What's that?
Chip on the shitter.
In the shitter.
He's on it, isn't it?
On it. Oh.
He's okay. In it. Yeah. He is in it. On it, in it.
On the end.
Have you seen Chip on the lighthouse? Yeah. And the outhouse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think
I've seen that. Yeah.
And
he likes it.
Well, yeah.
Do you not like it?
Oh, yeah. I like it, yeah.
You're seeming a little bad.
I think we all get a women's one and put Ann.
Now, Ricky better not be doing that. No, he liked it after he saw the money, it was making.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd make it better.
Yeah. I gave him a fan of dollar bills.
Yeah.
And he was excited. I said, you're making the money.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. No, he was, you got to have a little fun here.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't plan on being here exactly the day, because he's never here, like out in the settlement that much, because he's always at B&B taking care of it. And he was there that day at this delivery.
And you was conventionally out of town.
I was. I was at Market. Ricky was like, oh, and. He saw it. I'm like, what'd he see? He said, and then I said, did he like it? He said he just couldn't believe it. He was speechless. I didn't know they could make one look that much like him. I mean, I sent a picture, but.
Yeah. They did a good job.
They did a great job.
They did a good job. Shout out to them. Yes. Characters. Characters Unlimited? No. Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
It's where our, the buffalo that's up in Bill's? The big buffalo head?
Mm-hmm.
It used to talk.
Oh, yeah.
It. And Indian Joe.
Yeah. And, I remember Indian Joe.
Yeah. And then we used to have the magician or whatever in the old restaurant, remember, in the gift shop?
I mean, it was in the glass case.
It was the guy that does the crystal ball.
Oh, I remember
it?
The Zambini. Yeah. The great Zambini. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's what his name was.
They got wet. He got wet. So he didn't get to come back. But those, anyway, so we thought we needed a new friend. And Chip became it.
Yeah.
Chip in the shitter. Are we supposed to say that?
We already did.
That's not really a bad word anymore. I mean, there's so many bad words.
That's right.
And it just—I mean, Chip in the pooper, Chip
in the outhouse.
That's not fun. Chip in the outhouse.
He's in the outhouse now.
There's a song. Ricky, see, you knew Ricky, little Rick. What do they call you?
Rick.
They call you Rick.
Not Ricky. Ricky.
Oh, I've heard other things they call you.
I've been good. You know some. You know some of my old girlfriends.
No. Are they around? Can we talk to him?
No.
Stories?
No. Do you know a story?
No, I don't know a story, but I know one of his ex-girlfriends.
Oh! Did you know she knew?
I think I know who it is, though. Yeah.
Sure.
Let's talk about something else.
You brought it up.
I know it, but I changed the subject.
He wasn't expecting that response.
Well, what is other than, I mean, you're amazing at carpentry. We're proud that you took that turn there. Absolutely. That brown sign.
Yeah.
Those have made us good friends and family and customers and now employees. So we're glad you're, and you're not retiring anytime soon, right?
About a year.
Really?
We'll see.
I don't know. Maybe part 3 days a week or something.
Well, Coach Grief, you're just 40.
Yeah, I know it.
You got years. You ain't going nowhere until we go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then Sydney and all that crew, that younger crew. Over. Have you noticed all the younger crew?
Yeah, I know.
Ben, Braden, Sydney, Trina, Jamie.
Place it in good hands.
Yep. Because we're all getting kind of sleepy, aren't we? Tired.
Yep.
Yeah. But you going do good
to,
work.
Going to walk to make yourself healthy, roll your ankle over.
Yeah. The common stuff just gets you now. So what's the craziest, wildest thing you've seen at Patty's?
The craziest what?
Wildest thing. Something you were like taken back, like I can't even make that up.
I don't know.
You're here for the lighting always. Mm. You're here for Christmas always, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I really don't know if I've seen really crazy stuff.
You're usually gone for dark, aren't you?
Yeah, I leave at 4.
Crazies come out at night.
Crazies come out at 4. Yeah. It's when the second shift takes over. can't think of anything.
No, not really.
Well, it's a good. It's calm then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll remember when you go home.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Well, we appreciate you coming and spend time with us.
Appreciate it.
And you'll come back and see us again next time we ask you to come to a place.
Why, sure.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. We'll do another episode soon with employees on Peddling Pork with Patties.
See you at the settlement.
Bye.
When you step into T. Lawson's, you know it's more than just a bar and grill. You take me right. Our cool copper top bar, the menu, entertainment, and atmosphere. It all has a story. T. Lawson's, great food, rich history, Southern hospitality, and so much more. Music, food, and moonshine. What more do you need?